You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. Let's move over to Montana Senate President Pro Tem Jason Ellsworth. Hamilton, Montana, Senate District 43, lives up in the Bitterroots. Love me some Bitterroots. Jason, how you doing?
Great. Yeah, we have a very strong Republican presence there, so it's a wonderful place to live.
Right, if you're a Republican. And even if you're a Democrat, because it's still a wonderful place to live. Hey, we were just getting an update on Senate Bill 379, and I'm not entirely really familiar with all the mechanics behind it. And I know that the entire PSC has come out opposed to that. We've got other things to talk about, but since we were just talking about that, I'm wondering your thoughts on it. I guess the push against it, as Adrian Cotton had just said, is that it's reckless investing. It puts Montana taxpayers, ratepayers, on the hook, and kind of releases other parties for the entire cost of, what's going to eventually happen at Colstrip. What are some thoughts about this? Where's this bill at?
Well, I can tell you that Senator Fitzpatrick usually has a strong plan. So, as a bill is drafted and then amended and then goes through the process, I mean, it as it starts out as one thing, it definitely can end up as an entirely different product. So, I've looked at the, Senator Fitzpatrick and the legislation he's carried in the past and continues to work on, excellent things for, Montana and Montana ratepayers, I would say, as well. So I would just ask people to be patient, look at the end product to see where it does go, and have faith because, he's done some excellent things. So certainly, it takes time to go through that process. And at first blush, I think every piece of legislation somebody might have angst against, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, when you get the finished product, that is really what is important.
What is he, you can't speak for him, and I'll probably reach out to him and see if he wants to come on and talk about this more, because it has caused a little bit of a stir. What is he trying to accomplish?
Again, you'd have to speak to him specifically that. I just know Senator Fitzpatrick, at the end of the day, always has, Montana's concerns in front of him. And, I have faith that the finished product is something that will serve Montana well.
All right. I'm going to agree with you there. Thank you. Thank you again for being here. What is going on in the legislature? Has it been a real it almost sounds stupid for me to say this. Has it been a real busy week, Jason?
It has been more than a busy week. Yeah. We are certainly trying to make deadlines for next week to get, any bill with an appropriation or a fee structure or what have you through. And that has to happen by the end of next week. So it's got to transmit to the other house, or essentially it's, dead legislation. We've got probably 100 moving parts, and certainly lots of wonderful legislation and, and some competing legislation with different thought processes. So it's going to be a more interesting week, I would say, even next week as opposed to last week.
And you know what? On top of all that, it was going to be busy enough, but then the federal government drops this big stimulus bill on us and forces really states to take it, or as you said last time we talked, and it was on St. Patrick's Day, if we don't use it, it goes into a fund and other states can apply to use it. So it wouldn't be all that wise for us not to use it. I want to come on back. We only got a minute left in this, but this segment, is that wrapping up? How do you feel about that bill?
I think it's moving. We have there's a lot of money in there.
Yeah.
And, it's trying to, you know, put it in the right buckets so that it can serve Montana. And as we get these rules and those are propagated by the, you know, federal government, we don't have them all at this time. So we're, you know, making anticipations on what those rules might look like. And that's certainly a hard thing to navigate. I think that towards the end of the summer, we may have to come back and actually tweak some of this stuff.
Interesting. We'll come on back after a break here. Montana Senate President Pro Tem Jason Ellsworth is with us. Hamilton Senate District 43 as we continue our legislative update from Montana. For Montana, it's Voices of Montana. All right, we're at 866-627-5483. If you want to text a message, too, that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays, 781-627-5483. I got one from yesterday I want to catch up on. We had talked about a potential going to the Sun Road ticketed entry system. It looks like they initiated that, according to a Facebook from Glacier National Park, and thanks for that text message. Here today, if you got questions about what's going on in the legislature, we'll talk a bit later on about enacting marijuana policy off of this citizens initiative that was passed in November. And again, that was 90 pages long. I'm not sure that was really what the citizens initiative is all about in directing all that policy. But we'll talk about that with Mike Hopkins a bit later on, too. Right now with us is Montana Senate President Pro Tem Jason Ellsworth, Hamilton native, or actually represents the Hamilton district. Are you from the area, Jason, or where are you from?
Oh, yeah. My dad was actually stationed at Malmstrom, and I've been in Hamilton, oh, gosh, since I was 18.
You're a lucky man.
In the Ravalli County, so about almost 30 years in there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the work you do, too. Let's talk, again, as we left off, about, is it House Bill 630 that you're calling the beast? Is that the one?
Well, that's the beast.
Yeah.
And that is the beast. And then from there, you have my bill, which I think it's 267.
I think you're right.
That is the one that is going to be the conduit for the federal funds to deal with broadband, essential communication services. And that's the one that kind of everything is going to flow into. And then that will kind of propagate the rules that, to get broadband out to as many Montanans as we possibly can.
Before we get into broadband, and we're going to, because I think part of this money, it was $900+ million discretionary to the legislature, but not entirely discretionary. I think the package, as the latest figures I'm seeing, was under $3 billion, 2.7. A lot of that is already directed in a lot of places. How hard is it to set policy and set funding levels, not only just for this money, but for the state budget, when you're looking at rules that are not exactly intact from the federal government for what you guys are doing in the legislature?
You know, it's certainly hard to navigate because you can't use that money specifically to backhaul, general fund. And it's an interesting twist because you also can't like give a tax break and then backhaul that money as well. So you've got to, it's a balancing act. And I certainly don't understand how, they came up with the rules that they did, because I think for Montana and some other states, it certainly makes things a lot more difficult to try to get those funds maybe where they need to be.
Yeah.
We're waiting on final rules. So I think where we're headed and what we've been talking about is, saving some legislative days, so that as these rules come out, we can come back and, of course, not cost the taxpayers any additional money.
Gotcha.
And actually work upon the rules that are propagated. And then, you also have this $2 trillion, infrastructure package that is a potential to go through. And then what does that mean? So how are those funds, you know, going to be regulated? You know, what can we use those for? So not only do you have, you know, the money that we have here, but you, on the federal level, you have another $2 trillion, you know, trillion. So that's,
yeah,
that's a substantial amount of money. And then, you know, how are they going to disperse that? You know, when are they going to disperse it? What rules will come with those funds? I mean, it's hard because you just, you know, you try to anticipate. And I think what you do, you know, like what we're doing is we're kind of putting money in buckets and saying that, you know, these are kind of the allocation points, and then putting legislation together to get those buckets of money to the appropriate places as those rules actually roll out.
I see. When is the federal government going to finalize the rules for the money that they want you to spend?
Gosh, your guess is as good as anyone's at this point, because
tomorrow.
I mean, if you want to look at how the federal government functions, I mean, the PPP money that they put out there, I think we're still seeing some changes in that money and how that, you know, was dispersed and how you could write that off as a business, how potentially you could, you know, the percentages that you could use for different things. Those things changed, you know, over the course of months.
Yeah.
So,
but they got that money out in 2 weeks' time, though. They created policies and people had to work their guts out to do it. But there was a will behind it and real need. And I know you're right. They did adjust along the way, but I think they had I know they did. In about 2 weeks' time, they had that money going out the door with some policies set. And it was very necessary.
And
go ahead.
And it certainly was, but you know, if you look at the progress of that program, I mean, it took, you know, I think 6 to 8 months to actually put the rules completely together.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you guys can't afford that because you're in the legislative session on a biannual basis. Look, and I got some headlines upcoming, and man, our time's going to be short here. I do want to get into broadband because I know that's one of the main things, one of the main bills that you're sponsoring there, and there's some nuances about it now as it relates to infrastructure spending, possibly this COVID-19 relief funding. So Jason Ellsworth is with us, Montana Senate President Pro Temp. We're back with more here on Voices after these headlines from Brian Bennett. All right, back here with Jason Ellsworth, state senator, and he's the Senate President Pro Temp. Thanks, Jason, again for being here. Our time's going to be short, so I'll rush into this. So for broadband, and I know you're one of the major sponsors of broadband, creating a fund out of the general fund to appropriate grants out of, I think you were creating that mechanism. You were going to put a barrel of money into it. Now you've got this COVID-19 relief money that might be available for it. Talk about that, and then talk about I don't know about if nervous is the right word, but how nervous you might be about putting COVID-19 relief funding in there as sort of a trust fund foundation and then having the government pull that rug out from underneath it.
So I'm certainly not nervous. They've already put out the rules as far as where that money can be spent.
Okay.
So it's in, you know, water, sewer, broadband, and that was part of that, you know, $910 million. So certainly not worried about that at all. And the Senate bill that's the conduit for it, the original intent was to capture these funds. So, you know, we anticipated, you know, this happening, and we put together and drafted the legislation to, you know, to actually have a broadband plan and program put into place. So it was the intent to actually capture these funds and to be able to disperse them in an appropriate manner so that we can get service, you know, as best as possible throughout the state of Montana.
And is there a number on that?
Well, right now I think it's at $250 million. And there's some local money that could be attached to that as well. There's, you know, potential matches from companies as well that would be participating in this program. And then as this critical, you know, the infrastructure bill that Biden is putting through, you know, I think there's $100 billion that's being put into that. Now, we don't know how that money is going to be allocated and what the kind of sideboards for that will be. But, you know, it could also capture funds within that as well.
Interesting. I got a hard breakup coming here. How long do you think you'll see shovels in the ground? How fast can Montanans respond to this available funding?
I mean, very quickly. You know, it's and that's what we're looking for is, you know, shovel ready projects. And Montana is, you know, rolling out broadband, albeit very, very slow. And I think once this framework is completed on my bill, you know, you're going to have companies, you know, literally sitting there and going, okay, these are our projects. These are the ones we're you know, wanting to get to right away. And then that will pass through a committee, which will be made up of legislators. And
all right. I'm sorry to cut you off here. Out of time. Great stuff, Jason. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your work.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.